Justin, we've seen this team rally now from deficits, including some very late ones, quite a bit recently. How does a team develop the ability to do that?
Just developing confidence. You never feel like you're out of a game through success at other points of the season, and I think that's what we've developed. I mean, obviously, you don't want to put yourself in a situation where you got to come back from a couple goals in the third period or even the first period, and so we're going to have to really focus on coming out a little better and not getting behind, but we do have, you know, a little bit of a confidence and swagger to be able to come back from those slow starts or a couple goal deficits.
Can you describe for us what it was like at the Penn State game after they scored the penalty shot, and what was the chatter on the bench about what would happen next?
Honestly, I don't think there was a ton of, you know, frustration or disappointment with, you know, the call of the penalty shot or, you know, what happened on that play. It was more of, you know, we just got to find a way to get that next one. And I don't know, I can't remember. I think there was a minute 20 left or something. So we knew we had, you know, a little bit of time to get some pucks on net and see what happens. And then obviously 7 seconds left for the faceoff. You're really not sure what's going to happen. But we ran a good play and things worked out. And next thing you know, we score with 3 seconds left and are feeling great about ourselves. Another example of, you know, building a little bit of confidence, things go right.
You were just talking about swagger, about individual swagger after you score a goal like that.
Yeah, it feels good. It was all around good play by everyone. Tyler had a good bump off the line. Cammy did a great job on the draw, and Vinny set a good screen. So you don't, you know, score that goal without everyone else doing their job.
Vinny had only taken 2 draws before that. You have confidence of him?
Cammy, yeah. Great face-off guy. I know a goal last year against Ohio State in overtime, Cammy took the draw. She came off the wall and hit a screen, and then I was able to get that rebound in. So he seems to be clutch in those situations, but I've been around him for 4 or 5 years now, so I know what he can do in the face-off circle. So we had no problem with him taking the draw.
Has it become a point of pride for this team to become known as a team that doesn't just fall apart when you're down by a couple?
Yeah, big time. Especially, I think we took a bit tough loss to Ohio State where it ended up like 8-3 or something. That was really disappointing, and making sure we don't put ourselves in that situation, which a couple weeks ago in Ohio State, we were down 3-0 in the middle of the second and easily could have went that way. But we battled back, found a way to win that game, and I think that's been a big focus for us, not to give up at any point.
What's it like on the bench when you get that role and you're down by 2 or 3 goals?
It's great. Ton of enthusiasm from everyone. Everyone feels the, you know, the confidence going throughout the lineup, and we just come in waves at times. It doesn't matter what line's out there. We feel confident that that line can score and put our team in a good spot to come back.
Wisconsin did a really good job keeping you guys on your toes last month when you were at the Kohl Center. Just watching film and a month later now, what does Wisconsin do really well this year?
Good offensively, very good. They got a lot of high-end talent on in their forwards. We got to make sure we play smart against them. If we decide that we're going to try to make plays in the wrong areas by the blue lines and stuff, they can capitalize on odd man rushes. So we got to play really smart and limit their chances. I think, you know, we're a team that can do the horse race thing, you know, win 5-4 or 6-5 or something like that. But against that Wisconsin, I think we'd prefer the game to be a little bit lower scoring, which I know that didn't happen when we were out at the Kohl Center, but I think that's a little more of a focus this time around.
How important was Sheehy's tying goal on Saturday? And what was it like playing? I mean, the line was really successful on Saturday. What was it just like playing on that line?
Yeah, it was huge. Obviously, Ty's been great all year. Made a huge play when we needed it to happen. And then, unfortunately, we gave up that third one. But, you know, we stuck with it. And I think he got one of the assists on the OT goal. So, yeah, Ty made a great play. Actually, Rem and Ty both made great plays on that goal. And then our line clicked at the right time.
It's 3 games in a row now. You've played basically with 11 forwards. Is that helping the team deal with a little adversity in game?
Yeah, little adversities. Nothing's wrong with that. You know, I think we've handled it well. You get a little fatigued as far as, you know, when we were down 2 goals. I think we were pretty much playing 3 lines, so you start feeling a little bit in shifts, and, you know, maybe you can only go 30 seconds at a time. So just communicating well with our teammates and making sure we're on the same program when, you know, we're missing or when we go a guy down early in the game is a huge emphasis for us.
Sheehy has been using the word resilient a lot. So what is the biggest factor to make you guys such a resilient team?
I'm probably going to have to go with the word I've been using a lot of confidence. You know, we feel good about who we are and what we've been doing, and having that, I guess, confidence, knowing that we can come back from certain situations, make us a really resilient bunch, I think, every weekend.
Rem Pitlick has been very good recently and terrific over the weekend. What kind of growth have you seen in his game over the past couple of months?
Huge growth. I can't remember when it was. It might have been a month and a half ago. I think I was standing right here, and I said, you know, things are going to start clicking for him. Just things, you know, you get a little snake bit. College hockey season's not that long. You get snake bit for 10, 15 games, and you're like, wow, this, you know, season's flying by quick. But he's clicking now. If he keeps rolling, he's going to be a big-time weapon for us. But overall, his maturity and, you know, just focus game to game and consistency has really improved, as you'd hope a freshman would in their second half of the season.
Can you describe his shot and his shooting accuracy? What's special about the way he shoots?
Yeah, his release is the main thing. Quick release, but it comes off like he's winding up for, you know, a slap shot or a hard wrist shot, and he's just got a quick little snap, and you guys saw it in Penn State with his couple rush goals where, you know, it didn't take him long. He just fired and beat the goalie clean. So it's going to be one of his biggest weapons for the rest of his hockey career for sure, and it's obviously fun to play with a guy who can shoot like that.
Has he got the most accurate shot on the team?
Most accurate shot. I don't know if I can give that to Rem, a freshman. I don't know. He's got a pretty good shot. Leon, Vinny, probably a little dark horse. Bischoff has actually a really, really accurate shot, scores a ton of goals in practice, and he's starting to pump them in right now.
Who's the fastest?
Fastest guy on our team? Can't give it to Rem. I want to, but I can't. Fastest guy? No. Probably Vinny. He can fly both on and off the ice. He's just a good athlete, and he can skate really well.
Good.
Thank you. Everyone says you.